With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Lithium-ion batteries are becoming increasingly more popular for their ability to store a lot of power without taking up a lot of space, but they also come with a higher risk of fire if they're damaged or not being used properly. One on an e-bike is being blamed for a house fire in Vilas County last week. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares some best practices for using lithium batteries safely.
Lithium-ion batteries are found in many products ranging from e-bikes and power tools to cell phones and child toys. When used as intended and stored properly, batteries that have been certified are safe.
I think it's when you have that abuse or misuse or when something hasn't been tested for safety is when we start seeing the issues.
That's Nicole Sanders. She leads public education at the Fire Safety Research Institute. It's part of the family of research institutes from UL that studies how lithium-ion batteries are impacting fire behavior. She says fire safety starts with buying products that have been tested and certified by a nationally recognized testing lab.
If you're looking at what you're going to be bringing into your home and keeping your family safe, it's a pretty good first step because someone has taken this battery into a lab and tested it through all kinds of conditions and has certified that it performs well and it has the recommended safety measures included in that battery that will be inside your device.
From there, it's a matter of making sure the battery is used as the manufacturer intended. This means using a charger that came with it or was made for it, store it away from extreme temperatures, and avoid contact with direct sunlight or anything flammable. Sanders recommends charging larger devices like e-bikes outside and never in the direct path of your exit. She also says you should never charge it overnight so that you can keep an eye on anything potentially going wrong.
So we want to look for any heat if your battery is feeling very hot. If you're starting to see wisps of smoke come out of your device, that's also a warning sign. If the place in your device where the battery is bulging, you know, we definitely want you to unplug it, stop charging it, and make sure you get away from it because those are warning signs.
If a battery does catch fire, get out and call 911. You can find more resources and advice for avoiding lithium-ion battery fires at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Wisconsin will be giving out free samples this weekend. Saturday and Sunday will be the state's free fun weekend, during which fees are waived for state properties and you won't need a fishing license to fish. Missy Van Landit is the Recreation Partnership Section Chief for the Wisconsin State Park System.
So if you're looking to enjoy some programs, bike on a trail, or explore a popular or hidden gem state park, this is a great way to do that. There's usually a lot of programs, especially intro and how-to programs, surrounding a variety of different recreation opportunities across the state. So it's a great way to get outdoors, be active, without needing an admission pass.
Regulations like bag limits for fishing do remain in effect. One of the highlights in the Northwoods is the 100th anniversary celebration of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest this Saturday. Events will take place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Crystal Lake Day Use Area and Pavilion. The forest covers 236,000 acres and is the state's largest forest property. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sticking with old CDC recommendations for COVID-19 vaccines. This follows the federal government removing the recommendation that children and pregnant women get routine COVID-19 vaccines. Wisconsin DHS released a statement yesterday stating it continues to recommend current vaccines during pregnancy and for every person 6 months and older. It says the current COVID-19 vaccine was approved following rigorous testing and safety reviews, including clinical trials and review by medical experts. COVID-19 continues to cause illness, hospitalization, and death. The newest peregrine falcon chicks hatched this spring in central Wisconsin officially have their names. Wisconsin Public Service named and placed identification bands on three chicks that have been nesting at its Weston Power Plant near Wausau. This year's peregrine falcon chicks honor past birds that made a major impact. They are named Flaps after a falcon that nested in Port Washington for 6 years and produced 23 chicks. Lee, in honor of Rosalie, a falcon who nested at the Weston Power Plant and raised 19 chicks, and Hercules, named in honor of a falcon of the same name who nested at the Valley Power Plant in Milwaukee for nearly a decade, raising 23 chicks. WPS and We Energies began installing peregrine falcon nest boxes on power plants in 1992. So far, 465 peregrine falcons have hatched at WPS and We Energies facilities. More than 80,000 people have added emergency contact information to their driver's license or Wisconsin ID. Last year, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation began offering the option. DMV Bureau of Driver Services Director Tina Brady says it's a simple program that helps law enforcement reach a loved one faster in an emergency. She says the number of people signing up averages a little over 1,000 per week. To add emergency contact information to a DMV record, visit wisconsindmv.gov/emergency-contact for the self-service application. A fourth person has been sentenced in connection with a large meth trafficking ring that operated in Marathon County, Mike Leishner reports.
32-year-old Joshua Lake of Stratford will serve 11 years in federal prison after investigators found he was responsible for distributing more than 50 pounds of the drug in early 2024. They caught up to him after he sold to an undercover agent in February of that year, leading officers to raid his home a few weeks later. There, Lake waived his right to remain silent and pointed officers to items in the home and admitted he was scheduled to fly to Mexico in the near future. Officers found both meth and cocaine in the dwelling, along with a firearm. Three other individuals are serving between 2.5 and 7 years in prison for their roles.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.